Kex N4ZLK.
Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, calling Kilo Alpha 3, Julia Charlie Alpha. KA 4GH, calling KA 3JCA.
4CPA Mobile. You okay, Dave? You out off the lake?
Just finished second tennis match. We started at 6.
Well, glad you're out here and glad you had fun playing tennis. I guess your report come back good?
I hadn't heard anything yet. Probably tomorrow or Thursday.
I thought you were supposed to hear it back yesterday, but well, hopefully everything goes good.
They seem pretty sure it'll be all right. So anyway, so what are you doing out and about?
Monthly Matco meeting, and I'm heading home. Down here by the airport right now on 14.
So, y'all have monthly meetings. Do y'all get to eat, or is this a no eating meeting?
Eating, and it's just the guys here in the upstate get together. Our district crosses the whole state, and the guys up here in the upstate get together once a month and try to help each other out and just have a good time and poke fun at one another.
KP2HXS.
How are you doing, KO4HX?
Hey, you know, we can poke fun at you here, too, if you like, you know. Over to you, Dave.
I mean, you know, I can dish it out, but I can take it, too. It'll be my turn next.
How's their day?
Every time I keep the mic, it seems to be my day.
Special like that.
We don't mean like special, like a gift either. I mean, we mean special.
I say, oh gosh.
Dave, he even knows his name.
I have no answer for that. Sorry. Well, the answer I have, I can't say on the radio.
So, Dave, what are you doing?
I just checked into the sideband net on 3915, and the net just closed out. I heard you guys talking over here, so I figured I'd come over and say hello.
I probably would have checked in if I hadn't been on the court.
Well, Patrick, I heard you by the airport. You coming by my way? You're probably going to drive right by my house. You going to stay on 14 all the way, or what?
14, where it crosses over Wade Hampton and get on 290 there.
You going to Hampton and go down to 290 and take a right?
No, coming up 14, I just take straight. Right there at the QT and the Sphinx and Taco Bell and Walgreens, that intersection.
All right. Dave?
I think I know where he's talking about. Is that 14 and 11, or is that another intersection?
Actually, I'm going to turn off of 14 onto, Buncombe Road up here? I can't remember what the name of the road is. I'll let you know in just a minute. I forgot about this turn.
Oh, okay, that's that left turn, right, okay. Yeah, you get on Buncombe, and then you cross over 29, and the QT will be on your left, and be passing the Sphinx on your right and all that, and you just keep going straight on.
That is correct.
I know it well.
What are you talking about now?
And left-hand turn down there, down by the church, that big church down by the intersection.
Get that turn.
Successful.
They have any traffic on the net tonight? It seems like they've been having a good bit of traffic lately.
Yeah, they had one going to Pickens and one going to, I think it's either Conway or Myrtle Beach, one of the two. I think it was Conway.
Yeah, since I've gotten this 4Runner and the antenna's on the hood, it's actually up higher than it was on the Mustang. It got better reception on the Mustang than it does on this thing. I don't know why. It should be about the same, if not better.
What is the antenna placement on the Mustang as opposed to what you're driving now? What's the location?
Taking all that dust for you?
No, he went away. Anyway, yeah, the antenna I ordered that Super Gainer 7500 on the top of my vehicle. It seems to work a little bit better. I don't have as many dropouts.
From the NR77, whatever it was?
Oh, no, I still got that. That's on the wife's car. I switched them out. I was doing some testing between the two of them. The Super Gainer has a little bit higher gain than the NR77. The nice thing about the NR770 is you can mount that thing on a gutter, and it'll perform perfectly. Some antennas require a ground plane, and some don't. I just had the NR770 left over from the truck, and that was my only mobile antenna. So I ordered the SG7500, and it works pretty darn good.
Excursion this weekend, I moved it from the mag mount down to a lip mount on the hood, and that didn't work out so good.
The problem with something, the antenna will lobe in the direction of wherever the ground plane is. Say if you have it on your hood on the left side, the lobe will go to the right, and that's where your signal path will be the strongest.
So I have my antenna on the driver's side up near the windshield. So are you saying I should move it?
Not knowing exactly what your vehicle is, I go by personal experience. I have my SG7500 on a mag mount on top of my Durango, and I get pretty good signal all the way around because the ground plane is even all the way around it. When you offset an antenna, the ground plane, the signal kind of, it lobes the signal a little bit. It's not perfectly symmetrical around the horizontal plane. I know, those are big words, I know. KB2A checks it.
CBA. Let me make sure I got it. Well, so this is the same antenna, same mount, same radio, same everything. And it was mounted on the trunk lip of my Mustang, and it did a heck of a lot better than it's doing on the hood of this 4Runner. I can't see what the difference is, because, I mean, it was mounted on the trunk of the Mustang, and it was lower down than it is now. It's actually higher. In fact, I have to get out and bend it over to get inside the garage.
Let's see if I have this. Okay, on the Mustang, was it in the middle of the trunk or on the either side?
Side.
Huh. I don't have an answer for that. Unless maybe you don't have a good ground. I don't know. That's a good question, Dave. I don't know. Over to you, Patrick. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thought is the Mustangs have wide rear quarter panels off the deck lid. They don't go all the way out, so you've got like 4 inches out there, 4 to 6 inches. The 4Runner is only going to have like an inch wide fender.
Point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I'm getting ready to put another antenna on it. It's the antennas came yesterday, but I'm gonna have to order a mount. I ordered a mount for it, so we'll see how it does. It It's the, God, what do you call that stupid thing? I don't even know.
What is it, the Diamond KS-400 mount, the lip mount?
No, he ordered a compact antenna.
I couldn't think of it.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Really designed to be put on the edge, like he's using it, so that it does that. That's what it's built for, and it's only like 9 inches tall.
Get in and out of the garage, and I don't have to worry about hitting anything with it, and I wanted to mount it on the back of the lift gate, but it's not going to work back there because it would dig into the the car. So I tell you, there's only one other. I have one other option if that doesn't work.
Let me see if I have this. I never heard of that antenna. I have to look that one up. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to bid you a fond adieu. I'm going to go and take care of some business Gentlemen, have a good evening. Patrick, over to you. 73 KB2HXS will be out of here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And over to you, Dave, KO4HK.
All right, well, have a good evening, Dave, and thanks for the antenna advice. And, Patrick, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm going to have to lower my antenna and turn the radio off. So I will say adios as well. So you have a good evening. Be careful on your ride home there. I'll stick around for your final KB4CVA.
Talk to you this afternoon also, and look forward to talking to you on down along KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, or mobile monitoring 73.
For HKX, N4ZLK.
Sir, KO4HKX.
How are you doing today? How was your day? Finally got back on the radio. I heard you guys in there. I heard you call me, but every time phone would ring. I've had more phone calls today. Anyway, hopefully that'll be the end of it for a while. Go ahead.
It's my phone out the window. Tired of hearing it.
Doesn't ring at all until I hear you call me on the radio or or there's something going on at work, something it's not a good time, and then all of a sudden the phone starts ringing. It's just crazy how that works.
Time is everything, isn't it?
Did you have a good day?
I don't know. My Tuesdays have been falling off, and I don't know what I'm going to do over there, so I'm trying to figure that out. But then went and met the Upstate Matco Chaos, as we call it, and had some good laughs and fun there.
Where did you eat tonight?
It was Bubba Annie's.
Of that, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
We're 14 in Pelham Cross.
Yeah, I rarely go out there. But I know I've heard of it, and I have seen it before.
I don't think they were quite prepared for us to come in there.
Number going in there all at once. She had a party of 30 this morning, and she already had another party going that she had set up in the back dining room, so she had to find room for the 30.
Busy this morning.
At work, apparently, and a lot of times they don't tip very well.
I've got tipped very well tonight.
I'm proud of you.
You'll always find with us is there's no shortage of tip, because we're pretty demanding, needy people.
That doesn't always translate into good tippers. Beth will tell me that.
For HKX. I have to to say that's one job I've never done. I've never had anything to do with waiting tables. I was a busboy for a little while, but never waiting tables.
In a restaurant either. I like eating in them, but I've never worked in them.
Wasn't there long. I found out real quick it wasn't for me.
It's just funny. The story she tells me, it's amazing how some people shouldn't even get out of bed. They should. Why are you coming to eat, you know, if you're going to act that way? Some people expect to be treated like, you know, their mom's serving them. Some people expect that, you know, you work for them, so I don't know. It's funny. And then you got some really, really nice people. But I try to be conscious of that when I go out.
We typically take pretty good care of those that take care of us. Because if we know we're a big group, we're loud, because we're always joking, cutting up, and the other guys are drinking. I don't drink, so I don't have to worry about that. And so it's always interesting.
Fun. You do that once a month, right? One time you were thinking about switching up your route, switching around a little bit, maybe running easily on a different day?
Got it. Just don't know which way to go with it.
Done that yet? I remember you were talking about it.
Not done it yet, but probably need to. It's been a few years since I've done any switching with the route.
The grocery stores do where they change everything around every few months just to make you look for more stuff and then see stuff that you don't normally find.
Any sales store, really. I mean, we do it on the truck. Stuff gets stagnant. Guys are coming on there, and you can have the exact same thing on there and put it in a different place, and it's amazing. It's just utterly amazing. I've never seen this on here before. It's been on here for a year.
To it, because everybody does that, but we're such creatures of habit. Beth gets really frustrated. She's like, the bread used to be here, or whatever it is. Why do they keep moving it?
Creatures of habit, for sure. And mechanics really are. I don't know what it is, but if you change your route up, and you can tell them a month ahead of time, hey, I'm changing her out. I'll be here at this time. I mean, you could go through and staple it to their foreheads, and when you come in, they'll say, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were coming.
Okay, yep. It's crazy how we get in a rut, and when you change it up, it really messes us up.
How you been, KO4HKX?
Evening, Keith, and 4ZLK.
I was going to jump in on the rearranging the grocery store conversation. I'm OCD enough that I have the aisle numbers in my reminders on the phone for the grocery list. So I just, it throws my world upside down.
I'm that OCD about it.
Where to go? They should give me a list. I don't usually do the shopping. I'll stop and get stuff for her, but I mean, I used to work at a grocery store years ago, and if I'm looking for something, I don't have a problem. But if she's got something for me to find for her, that's where I can never find it. It just doesn't work out well.
Like that, I can go in and pretty much know what I got. I might do a little browse and get a thing here or there, but I'm pretty much in and out. Yeah, same here. You go in for something that she wants, and it's like, what was that? Where was that? I don't remember getting that before.
I'm here, and my wife can send me in for something and tell me what it is, and I'll remember what it is by her directions on how to find it, and what I heard, I just don't work.
Yeah, we just don't think the same, but that's the way we're made, so gotta play along with it. But yeah, that is ingenious to write your numbers, your aisle numbers down until they change them. But I don't know. I would just prefer not to go at all, unless I'm really hungry.
4CHY, yeah, I've got to watch the lights. If there's something I'm going to make, I'm pretty particular about the ingredients. And she's not one for reading labels. She'll get the blue one. I thought it was the blue one. So if I have something really specific, then I'll go myself. And the aisle numbers help me kind of get in and go down the line and get back out pretty quick.
At and not the aisle number, just from visual location, more for me.
This is for moving stuff around, I think, is Costco. We don't shop at Sam's. I don't know why, but we just always, I used to deliver to Costco and knew a lot of people there, so they move stuff around all the time. Ingles, where we do more of our shopping, you know, stopping by on the way home or something. They're pretty steady, but Costco is the worst I've found.
I got a good idea where it's at, too, and the reason I started doing the aisle numbers is because, I'm going after something, and I go down the aisle and get it, and then the next thing I got to get is up towards the front of the store an aisle or two, so I got to go up there and then come back, and it's like, you know, I can take care of this. the moving stuff around, that's never going to get resolved unless they just walk in their floor plan and say that's the way it's going to be, and that ain't going to happen either.
Speak from experience, it's amazing how much your sales will go up just moving stuff around.
Because, it's like seeing it in a different place. It resonates differently somehow. You know, or like you said, people think it's brand new, even though they've been walking by it in a different location the whole time.
Yeah, and Patrick, you were talking about it being on the truck the whole time. I had the thought when you said that. It's like, yeah, you should have seen it before I brushed all the dust off of it and hung it back up here.
We go through the truck about every 6 months, and I'll start moving shelves around from here and there, just move them side to side, and wipe everything down. And I'll look at my inventory that's been real stale, and I'll put it in the Let's Make a Deal box and get it out of there.
Stuff around too, just so you know. We're kind of the same way.
I've done factory work most of my life, so yeah, everything stays well. We still move stuff around, but once we get something that works for a while, we'll leave it there. But anyway, guys, I got to get out of here. We're about to eat, and good hearing y'all, and I'll try to catch y'all again later. N4ZLK, KO4HKX, KN4CHY, be clear after y'all.
Talking to you this evening, and always, KO4HKX.
Enjoy your dinner, and have a great evening. We'll talk to you again. KN4CHY, I think. See how long it's been since I've talked to you? N4ZLK.
Thank you for working tonight when you didn't come back to me there.
Just taking a phone call. Off or change the frequency because I can't get the volume to go all the way down right now. I need to take it home and maybe do a hard reset. It did this a while ago and then it corrected itself. But I just answered the phone and then I heard you call. So I was going to try to get back to you.
I know how it is. Same here. Sometimes I just can't get back to the radio.
Change my priorities.
That's a good idea.
Bad spot, N4ZLK. You can hear me right through here. I'm going under the bridge at 385, home on 85. I get a lot of interference.
You broke up a little bit, but I could hear you.
Yeah, I heard you that time. I'm out of it, but I have trouble copying anything when I'm going through there. So that's why I was I'm on the other side now, but yeah, I'll rearrange my priorities. They'll be, Beth obviously will stay at the top of it, but maybe some of the other people will get pushed down on the list a little bit.
You better keep Mama at the top of that list.
Start calling. Of course, they'll be at the very top.
I'm sure. Sorry about the pause there. I had a bus trying to grow wings up here.
You have to go home.
To the mountain right now. I just started making the climb.
Right off of the exit here and pull back into the building. So I will let you go. Hope you have a good evening. Safe drive the rest of the way home. Say hello to Miss Elise. And hopefully maybe be able to talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX N4ZLK. Have a good night, Patrick.
Pretty Shane. Stay safe out there. The wind's picking up here. KO4HKX.
Earlier here, but I don't know what it's supposed to do. But be careful. Have a good night. N4ZLK.
Guys, tonight, Shane and Patrick, I was busy, but was listening. It's 14 mile an hour out of the northeast, and temperatures are supposed to drop quite a bit. And 0 TR 73, guys.
It's pretty nice, good to hear you, but I'll be short time, KO4HKX.
Nice. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you're well. N4ZLK, and I've got to go, too. Sorry about that. Have a good night, Tom.
Shane, you be safe out there. M0TR are clear.